This is the Sakar Murli of 22nd of June, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to serve you. You have to become equal to the Father and also serve everyone else. Question. What particular thought does Brahma Baba have, to which Shiv Baba says, "Wait and see. Don't worry about anything." Answer. Baba has the thought, times are becoming very delicate. Children surely have to come to the Father to take the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Where will all of these many children stay when they come? So many buildings will have to be built. Shiv Baba says, "Wait and see. They will come and stay here exactly as they did in the previous cycle. Don't worry about it. Simply continue to study. Man above. You have to make effort to become Karmatit." Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. The earth, the sky, everything belongs to us. Om Shanti. Even the Father says, "Children, Om Shanti." What else would he say? He says to you, children, "Om Shanti" and "Tatwam." The same applies to you. O children, you too are embodiments of peace. You are also master purifiers. No one else can say this. It is said, as is the crow, so are its children. You children know that you are the same as Baba. The Father says, "I am the ocean of knowledge." You children also understand that you are master oceans of this knowledge, which means that you are rivers. The ocean too has children. There are big rivers, big ponds, and big lakes. Those are non-living, whereas you are living. You have emerged from the ocean. Some daughters don't understand these things because daughters are not educated. Baba once asked, "How is sugar made? How is jaggery made?" They said, "Jaggery is made out of red sugar cane, and sugar is made from white sugar cane." The poor things have not been educated. Baba is explaining such great things to you. Rivers of water emerge from an ocean of water. The population is increasing, and so a lot of water is needed. They continue to build so many canals, etc. You children should just think about how you are purifying this impure world while sitting, walking, moving around, and doing everything. It is said in the song, "Baba, I am claiming the inheritance of the kingdom of the world from you." No one will be able to snatch that away from us. That kingdom will last for 21 births. The unlimited Father comes to give us our fortune of the unlimited kingdom. He makes us worthy of ruling the kingdom, and he makes us pure. People call out, "O purifier, come." They are not calling out to Sri Krishna. They are calling out to incorporeal God. When they say, "O purifier," it isn't Sri Krishna, but the Supreme Soul that they keep in their intellects. The Father comes and explains everything. You children are now sitting personally in front of the Father. That one is not a sage or holy man. You know that incorporeal Shiv Baba enters this body of Brahma and teaches us. It is remembered, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, established the original, eternal deity religion through Brahma's body. Destruction took place after establishment. This proves that he comes into this old world. that new world is established through Brahma, and the innumerable religions are destroyed through Shankar. In the Golden Age there was just the one religion, whereas there are now innumerable religions. The cycle, etc., are signs of the deities who existed at the time of one religion. Lakshmi and Narayan are said to be the masters of the world. The masters of heaven are the masters of the world. These things are now in the intellects of you children. The father says, children, man above, you children are cautioned again and again to remember the father and your inheritance. Don't forget this like you forget all the other points. This is the main point. Only the father is the purifier. He tells you the way to become pure. The father says, you were Satopradhan. You have now become Tamopradhan and impure. You have taken the full 84 births. Now once again you have to become Satopradhan. Only when you become Satopradhan will you be able to go to that pure world. The incorporeal world is pure, and that corporeal world is also pure. This world is impure. Souls are now Tamopradhan, and bodies too are Tamopradhan. This is a play about the world. Brahmand and the subtle region are also included in that. The world cycle turns here. The golden and silver ages are here. They don't exist in the subtle region or in the incorporeal world. They only exist here. This is called the human world, and that is the incorporeal world of souls. The other is the subtle world of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. This corporeal world population is very large. The world population is very small in the Golden Age. There is just the one religion there. When people say that there were devils there too, those are just lies. You understand that the establishment of a new world and the destruction of an old world are remembered. Golden Age heaven will be established and everything else will be destroyed. You are also serving with the Father. The Father only comes to serve you children. That one is the unlimited Father. He sees that his children are very unhappy, and so he definitely feels mercy for them. He is the merciful Father. There is now peacelessness throughout the whole world. No one except the one Father can bring about peace. There are many Hatha Yogis. They say that souls are immune to the effect of action. They tell people wrong things. In fact, there has to be cleanliness in souls. Alloy has been mixed into souls, and no one knows this. It is said this is a sinful soul because he commits a lot of sin. This one is a great soul or a charitable soul. They would never say great supreme soul. They would say that sannyasis are pure souls because they have renounced everything. The Father now explains to you, there can be no one but the Father, the supreme soul, who purifies impure souls. There cannot be any pure souls in this impure world. The sapling is now being planted. Gradually there will be growth. These small cults and sects, etc., are just twigs. There is no effort required for those. They give a variety of mantras. This too is a mantra that disciplines the mind, and with which you conquer the five vices. People chant the mantra Rama, Rama, but there is no benefit through that. Here the Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved, and you will become pure souls. Remembrance is also called yoga. The ancient yoga of Bharat is very well known. It is with this yoga that you gain victory over the world. The Raja Yoga of Bharat is very well known. No one but the Father can teach you this. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. BKs have to exist here. The children of Prajapita Brahma would definitely have to be with Brahma. This Brahmin clan is definitely needed. This is known as the most elevated Brahmin clan. You are now Brahmins, and you will then change. You do a somersault. You have become Brahmins from Shudras, and you will now become deities, then warriors, etc. The Father now explains, sweetest children, this is a very small thing. Stay in remembrance of the Father. It is in your intellects that Baba is telling you the significance of 84 births. There has to be an account of your 84 births, not 8.4 million. No one knows this. No one could give you a calculation of 8.4 million births. You human beings go around a cycle of 84 births. Souls come from up above to play their parts. From the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age, they continue to come. Every soul plays his own part. Human beings don't know these things. Only the One Father knows these things. Human beings can never be called the Supreme Soul or God the Father. When you say God the Father, the intellect goes to incorporeal Shiva. Every living being does have a father. A soul sheds a body and takes another. The name of the incorporeal Father is Shiva. You too just have one name, soul. However, bodies have many different names. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, enters a body and speaks this knowledge. He could not speak it without a body. The Father explains, this one has his own name. I do not have a bodily name. I don't take rebirth. I enter this one, and even he doesn't know about it. There is no fixed date or time. Yes, I come at the end of the cycle, that is, during the night. It is now the night. This is a world of impure ones. I come to make this world pure, that is, to bring the day. Even this one didn't know when it was that Baba entered him. Yes, he had visions of destruction. Many used to go into trance. They cannot specify a date, time, or moment. People worship Sri Krishna and show his birth took place during the night. They show a fixed time exactly to the minute. The Father says, I am incorporeal. My birth is not like everyone else's. My birth is divine and unique. I enter this one and then go back. No one would ride a bull all day long. Whenever you children remember me, I become present. The Father comes and meets you children and also says, good morning. Just as when people meet one another, they say Rama Rama or Namaste. It is the spiritual, unlimited Father who is explaining to you. I am the Father of all of you children. All of you souls are brothers, children of Shiv Baba. The mercury of happiness should rise in you children. The unlimited Father has come and is giving us our unlimited inheritance. The Father feels very happy when he sees you children. There are so many children. You children know that Baba is making you into the masters of heaven and giving you the kingdom. The subjects would also say, "This is our kingdom." Just as the people of Bharat say, "Bharat is our country." So the king and the subjects all say that that is their country. You children are now residents of hell, and you will then become residents of heaven. Remember the Father and the inheritance. The Father doesn't give you any other difficulty. You have to live at home with your families. You can't come and stay here. If everyone were to come running here, where would Baba put you all? How could so many of you children come here all together at one time? How could all the children at all the centers come and meet Baba at the same time? Where would they stay? It is difficult. Day by day the number of children continues to grow. Some plan has to be made for this. All the buildings around here will have to be taken over. The landlords will be asked how much they want. When the time comes, they will have to be bought. There is no question of money. Times are becoming very delicate. The Father and the children are both imperishable. He gives those imperishable treasures to you children. Many children will want to come here. Baba thinks about where so many children would be able to stay. Shiv Baba says, "Why are you worrying about it? Just wait and see. Just continue to study. Man, man above. You children have to remain aware that you now have to reach your Karmatit stage and become Satopradhan. Only by having remembrance will you become pure. Everything Baba tells you is very easy. It is extremely easy. Just remember Baba. When a calf remembers its mother, it cries out. That is an animal. You children also used to cry out. As you make further progress, everyone will cry out a lot more. They will remember him a lot. You children now know that Baba has come. Destruction has to take place. There will also be natural calamities. Everyone continues to fight and quarrel among themselves. They spend so much money on manufacturing bombs, etc. So much expense is incurred. How will all that expense be covered? People are afraid of death, but they still won't stop manufacturing bombs. There will be war with bombs. They now make such bombs that people die as soon as they are dropped. At first it used to take time to make things, but they are now like a motor a minute. They continue to make everything very quickly. They are not going to make only a few bombs. You children know that this old world is to be destroyed. You now have to claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father. The Gita is for you people of Bharat. It is the scripture of the deity religion. All the rest are less significant. They are not remembered. The Brahmin religion is the most elevated of all. It is the duty of Brahmin priests to relate religious stories. You can say that you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, children of Brahma, and that you are receiving your grandfather's inheritance. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Understand every secret of the drama and don't worry about anything. Continue to study. Remain Manmanabhav and be concerned about becoming Karmatit. Make yourself Satopradhan. 2. You souls are brothers, children of Shiv Baba. Maintain the happiness that you are claiming your inheritance from Shiv Baba. Blessing. May you be truly loving and reveal the incognito form of the Father and yourself by remaining stable in your inner form. The children who remain stable in their inner stage, those who are introverted by being stable in their inner form, cannot become engrossed in anything else. They cannot be deceived by this old world, relations, wealth, or physical possessions, which are all temporary and showy. By remaining stable in your inner form, your incognito form of power will be revealed, and through this form, the Father will be revealed. Those who carry out such an elevated task are truly loving. Slogan. Keep the pride and honour of your faith and your godly birthright, and you will not become distressed. Aviat signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. Cleanliness is a sign of easiness. To the extent that you are easy, accordingly there will be cleanliness, and you will therefore attract everyone to yourself. There will be honesty and cleanliness when you make your nature easy and simple. Those with easy natures can also be versatile, can adopt many forms. Those who are easy-natured will be constantly cheerful and will attract everyone. Om Shanti.